walking around with their heads in the sky. City's aflame in the summertime.
No, the beat goes on.
Evolution, revolution, got control of sound. So shooting rockets to the moon, kids going up to soon. Politicians say more taxes will solve everything.
And the band played on.
So round and around and around we go. Where the world's headed, said nobody knows.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda, and this continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we still thank you all very much for all of your support to the big WMFO donations drive. You can be a part of it right now by going online to donate.wmfo.org and making a gift to support Bubbles in the Think Tank. Just let them know Bubbles in the Think Tank sent you. We'll really appreciate that, just like we appreciate you. We'll thank everybody at the end of the program tonight, so stay tuned for that. Now, of course, it's time for us to make the turn to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. We start off, as we always do, by thanking Vince over at themusicsover.com for all of his assistance in the matter. Our initial radio obituary tonight is for Gene Shepherd, the American honky-tonk singer who pioneered for women in country music. She released a total of 73 singles that made the Hot Country Songs chart. Only one reached number one. She recorded a total of 24 studio albums between 1956 and 1981, and she was also a member of the Grand Ole Opry starting way back in 1955. Whew. Gene Shepherd just passed away at 82, and it's the initial radio obituary for her right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
The man I love's from New York State. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. He loves the bongo, I love the banjo, and we found the first class remedy. He plays the bongo, a whirl, and if
Clothes and pack.
You wouldn't be gone 2 hours till you'd be back.
Well, all I'd have to do is knock and you'd let me in.
Well, honey, what's the use of leaving? Let's kiss and try again.
Genie.
The post-initial radio obituary is somewhere. The post-initial radio obituary is for Hoot Hester, the American fiddle player from Kentucky. He was a multi-instrumentalist and country music and bluegrass artist. He played with a number of well-known bands, later becoming a session musician and a longtime member of the Grand Ole Opry's house band. That's something. In 1973, he moved from Kentucky to Nashville, having received several job offers after he won fifth place in a fiddle contest at which Chet Atkins and other prominent people in the music industry were judges. Hoot Hester just passed away at 65, and he is the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Dum-dum, dum-doo-dum, dum-dum, dum-doo-dum, doo-bee-doo, dum-dum, dum-doo-dum, doo-bee-doo, dum-dum, dum-doo-dum, doo-bee-doo. Come softly, darling, come softly, darling, come softly, darling, come softly, darling. Come softly, darling, come to me, stay. You're my obsession forever and a day. I want you to know I love you so. Please hold me so tight, all through the night. Speak softly, darling, hear what I say. I love you always, always, always. I've waited so long for your kisses and your love. Please come to me from up above.
The next radio obituary is for Oscar Brand, the Canadian-born American folk singer and songwriter, and he was an author. His career spanned 70 years. He composed at least 300 songs and released nearly 100 albums. Lots and lots of Canadian and American patriotic songs included. He did novelty songs, serious social commentary, and crossed a number of genres. His writing, his authorship was mostly in the area of short stories. Oscar Brand just passed away at 96. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Portions of a woman that appeal to man's depravity are fashioned with considerable care. And what at first appears to be a simple little cavity is really an elaborate affair. Now surgeons who have studied these feminine phenomena by numerous experiments on dames have taken taken all the items of the feminine abdomina and given them delightful little names. There's the vulva, the vagina, and the good old perineina, and the hymen that is sometimes found in brides. There's a lot of little gadgets, you would love them if you knew them, the clitoris and Lord knows what besides. What a pity it is then when we common people chatter of those mysteries to which I have referred. We use for such a delicate and complicated matter such a very short and unattractive word. The erudite authorities who study the geography of that obscure but entertaining land are able to indulge a taste for intricate topography and view those tasty details close at hand. But ordinary people, though aware of their existence and complexities beyond the public know, are normally contented to view them from a distance and to treat them, roughly speaking, as a show. When, therefore, all us laymen probe the secrets of virginity, the language that we use is somewhat blunt. And we don't becloud the issue with meticulous Latinity, but call the whole concern a simple four-letter word. For men have made this useful and intelligent commodity the topic of a bawdy joke and jibe. Yet though the name they call it is somewhat of an oddity, it seems to fit the subject they describe.
Something, Dickie?
What?
I'm gonna grow up to be like my old man. How about that?
I think that's a very fine ambition for a young man, to grow up to be like his father.
Right.
Depending on what his father does, though.
My father did a lot of things. My father did many things. He went around doing a lot of things.
A sailor, what do you think about that? He wears a sailor's collar, he wears a sailor's hat, he wears a sailor's raincoat, he wears a sailor's shoes, and every Saturday evening he reads the Sunday news. And someday, if I can, I'm gonna be a sailor the same as my old man. My old man's an anthropologist, what do you think about that? He wears an anthropologist collar, he wears an anthropologist hat, he wears an anthropologist raincoat, he wears anthropologist shoes, and every Saturday evening he reads the Sunday news. And someday, if I can, I'm gonna be an anthropologist the same as my old man.
My old man's refrigerator repairman, what do you think about that? He wears a refrigerator repairman's collar, he wears a refrigerator repairman's hat, he wears a refrigerator repairman's raincoat, he wears a refrigerator shoes, and every Saturday evening he reads a Playboy.
If I can,
I'm gonna be a refrigerator repairman,
same as my old man.
What do you think about that? Boy, you gotta be pretty sharp with it.
I tell you, Tommy,
to
you're
things like that.
You're very glib.
You certainly do.
Well, here, I'll tell you what my old man does. My old man's a cotton picking, finger licking, chicken plucker. What do you think about that?
You better not make a mistake.
Let's hope not. He wears a cotton picker
finger-licking chicken pucker's collar. He wears a cotton-picking, finger-licking chicken pucker's hat. He wears a cotton-picking, finger-licking chicken pucker's raincoat. He wears a cotton-picking, finger-licking chicken pucker's shoes. And
you're lucky.
Every Saturday evening, he reads the cotton-picking news. And someday, if I can, I'm gonna be a cotton-picking, finger-licking chicken plucker. The same as my old
street like a good girl should. He followed me down the street like I knew he would, because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen and I'll tell you what this feller did to me. I walked to my house like a good girl should. He followed me to my house like I knew he would, because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen while I tell you what this feller did to me. I never saw the boy before, so nothing could be sillier. At closer range, his face was strange, but his manner was familiar. So I walked up the stairs like a good girl should. He followed me up the stairs like I knew he would, because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen and I will tell you what this fella did to me. I stepped to my door like a good girl should. He stopped at my door like I knew he would, because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen while I tell you what this fella did to me. He asked me for a good night kiss. I said it's still good day. I would have told him more, except his lips got in my way. So I talked to my ma like a good girl should, and ma talked to pa like I knew she would, and they all agreed on a married life for me. The guy is my guy wherever he may be. A good girl should. He followed me down the aisle like I knew he would, because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. And now you've heard the story of what one guy did to me. That's what he did to me.
I believe that means that this is the cleanup radio obituary. One, two, three. Yes, the cleanup radio obituary tonight is for Clifford Curry, the American beach music and R&B singer out of Chicago, Illinois. Because, you know, that's where all the best beach singers come from. He was a member of several groups, including the Echoes, the Five Pennies. For them, he wrote their 1956 release, Mr. Moon. He was in the Hollyhocks and the Bubba Suggs Band. He recorded as Sweet Clifford on occasion for the Excello Records label, and did so much more, eventually inducted into the Beach Music Hall of Fame in 1995. Clifford Curry just passed away at 79. He is the cleanup radio obituary for us tonight, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. ¶¶
baby, you for me, and me for you. I love you, darling, honey, through and through. You feel me so, I'll never let you go. Oh, baby, this love was meant to be. I'll always love you until eternity. You're my heart's desire, you set my soul on fire. Oh, baby, you for me, and me for you. I'll always love you, darling, through and through. Oh, can't you see, you're the one for me. Baby, be my queen. I'll be your king. Yes, baby, be my queen. I'll be your king. Baby, be my queen.
Much going on right there. now I'm going to have to make assumptions about where we're going to be. You know, I think I can do this. Please hold.
I'll keep talking while I do what I have to do here, because I wasn't thinking ahead. But here I come.
See, I'm totally discombobulated thinking that there could be a show on after me tonight. I don't know. Hey, guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary. And tonight's Weasel Radio Obituary is for Eleanor Baruchian, also known as Chelsea Lee. She was a member of the band Cake, formed in New York City in 1966. She appeared in a few documentary films, played with Dr. John on tour for a while, and ended up being part of Ginger Baker's Air Force on tour as well. She just passed away at 66. Eleanor Baruchian is our Weasel Radio Obituary tonight, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Yeah. I got you to wear my ring.
When I said you're a cloud, but I can tell you're always around.
Some people say your hair's too long. I don't care, with you I can't go wrong.
Then put your little hand in my
That's enough. You should have let me prepare myself for a thing like this.
Oh! The pre-antepenultimate radio obituary is for Louis Marinstein, the American record producer most famous as the producer of the Van Morrison album Astral Weeks, and is the executive producer of Moondance. His aunt was Bess Berman, the co-founder of the Apollo record label in Baltimore. Louis moved to New York in the late 50s and worked on jazz recordings at the NOLA Penthouse Studios with Tom Wilson. During the 60s, he began working as a producer in his own right on records by Gladys Knight and others. He produced albums for Biff Rose, Spencer Davis Group, Cass Elliott, John Cale, Curtis Mayfield, and Charlie Daniels, among many, many others, even George Burns. Marinstein just passed away at 81. It's the, what did I just say, pre-antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
A bunch of flowers for my hat.
go back home.
Now I will begin to explore the fantasies of taste. The tongue is the consummate instrument of pleasure. To increase its flexibility, its allure, its potency as a lethal weapon of lovemaking, I exercise it as I would any other part of my body. I practice my technique using a prop, a double-dip ice cream cone. It's delicious. I make circles and swift patterns with my tongue thrust into the ice cream. I lap it delicately like a kitten with milk. I put all my mouth over the ball of ice cream, sliding my tongue down until my lips touch the cone. Then I slowly withdraw until the creamy rivulets start dripping and I can catch the drops on the very tip of my tongue. The organ is at my command. I am prepared to awaken my body fully. By increasing the tone of my love muscles, my body coordinates its responses fully on demand, thus creating the ultimate unbridled sexual satisfaction, orgasm.
Listen, girls, what I'm putting down. I wanna be your handyman. Come on, people. Gather around, listen to what I'm putting down. I'm your handyman. Come, 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 yeah, yeah. Come, 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 yeah, yeah. 'Cause I'm your handyman. Come, 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 yeah, yeah. Hey girls, gather round, because of what I'm putting down. Come on baby, I'm your handyman. I'm not the kind that use a pencil or roll. I'm handy with a love, I'm no fool. I fix broken hearts, I know I really can. Broken heart needs repair. Sweet things, you tell all your friends, they'll come right into me. Here is the main thing I wanna say. I'm busy 24 hours a day. I fix broken hearts, I know I really can. Come, 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 come. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come, 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 come. Garbage disposals, I'll fix your shower door. I'll change your furnace filter. I'll change your locks. I'll fix everything. I'll fix your room. Hey, baby. Your shampoo. I'll mow your lawn for you. I'll make your bed. I'm your handyman.
The antepenultimate radio obituary is for Joe Clay. The American rockabilly musician from Louisiana, he just passed away at 78. He is the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Get on the right track, baby. Well, now come on home.
The penultimate radio obituary is for Casey Jones, the American singer, songwriter, producer, and humorist. She co-wrote the Mickey Gilley hit, I'm the One Mama Warned You About. And she found success as a performer through the band Ethel and the Shameless Hussies, with whom she released her first album. Casey Jones just passed away at 66. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You probably ought to wear them to church, but don't forget the sweet potato queen rule. Never wear panties to a party if you want to have a real good time.
A real good.
Put on your sequins and your sparkly crown, but don't wear anything you might want to pull down. You can be fashionably tardy, but never wear panties to a party. That's Victoria's real secret.
That nearly wraps up this evening's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. We've got one final tune to go out on, and also make sure that you know that it is the ultimate radio obituary coming up before we hand it over in just mere moments to the Melanated Hour right here on WMFO. But like I said, it's the ultimate radio obituary for Lewis Stewart, the Irish jazz guitarist. I'm not sure what his age was at the time of his passing, but we're going to go out with one final tune from him. We want to thank everybody who gave to us during the big WMFO donations drive. You can still do it right now over online at donations.wmfo.org. We want to thank Not Todd for hopping on the list as well. Like I said, final tune. We'll be back here next week with more silliness right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Thank you.